on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Alex Rich is a partner at Saul Ewing and an expert in employment law. And Illinois tightened those AI regulations in the workplace. In fact, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed House Bill 3773. Alex, thanks for joining us. Tell me about this bill.
Yeah, hey, Lisa, thanks for having me on. So this law is a new law. Like you said, Governor Pritzker just signed it this year, and it follows a trend we've seen a couple of other states. Colorado and New York have enacted similar laws. So this law expands Illinois' Human Rights Act, and it now makes it illegal under state law for an employer to use AI in a way that has the effect of subjecting employees to discrimination on the basis of a protected class. And like you mentioned, the way we see that most commonly is through these screening softwares that use some form of AI to weed out potential applicants.
Right, and they're even using it because they want to know what zip code you're in. Because many companies, even though they allow you to work remote, they still kind of want you in the area. And that's also kind of identifying what neighborhood you live in, possibly connecting that to your race or making other assumptions about you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really the issue here, is that this software, these AI programs, aren't necessarily trained on all of the possible correlations between a protected category like race or age or disability status and actual qualifications for jobs. You know, they're just trained to pick up certain inputs that might be on a resume or an application and narrow down a field of applicants. But they could have the effect of adversely affecting certain groups of people. So, like you mentioned, the law actually specifically calls out zip codes as one of the proxies that can't be used in place of actual qualifications.
And Alex, I know many times you defend employers in cases, right? Trying to keep them from being sued for discrimination or class action wage issues or hour matters. And so this is important for employers to know. How aware are people who are hiring these days in Illinois that this bill has been passed and that things are going to change?
You know, it's the legislature in Illinois, as an employment attorney, they always keep us on our toes because it is constantly changing. We've got a patchwork of state laws, patchwork of federal laws that are constantly updating in this field. So I don't think a lot of employers necessarily know about this particular law, but to a broader point, there are just new laws coming out every other month. So we do our best to keep our clients up to date, to let people know when these things get updated. But that's a really good reason to work with a trusted employment attorney. We recommend people review their policies at least yearly. Make sure you're updating your handbooks, because this is a field that just changes constantly throughout the year, as things progress.
We're talking about this law that was signed by Governor Pritzker that puts up some guardrails, and it's all about AI being used in hiring practices. Also, AI-driven tools for recruitment and promotions. What does the law say about that?
Yeah, so it doesn't just apply with respect to screening applicants. It says that basically any time that an employer in Illinois uses AI with respect to any terms of an employee's employment, they have to provide notice to that employee. So if you're using some sort of AI software, or even just, ChatGPT or some other form of generative AI, and you're using it with respect to an employee's employment, you need to provide them notice, because it could potentially be discriminatory, and the law requires a certain notice provision. The state hasn't specifically said what that notice needs to look like or how you need to provide it. The Department of Human Rights is going to be coming out with some regulations on how to deal with that. It's a pretty broad law. It's broad in how it defines AI. It's broad in with respect to the conditions and terms of employment that it applies to. So it's really important that anyone who's doing business in Illinois, has employees in Illinois, knows about this law and is up to date on it.
Because really, it's benefiting employees, and it's putting a little pressure on the people who employ them. Because Alex, I just think, I have no basis for this, but I believe that just about every major company uses AI for screening or recruiting or hiring people. Is that crazy, or do you believe that many companies use it as well?
Yeah, I think a lot do. It definitely depends on the size of the company. Larger companies, for sure. You know, we deal with companies that are, you know, as small as people with one employee to Fortune 500 companies at our firm. So we see, you know, a wide array of employers. But I think that it's possible people use it and they don't even know. You know, some of the software, people don't really know what's on the back end of some of the software that we use in the employment process. They could be using it unknowingly. But like I said, ChatGPT is probably the most common one, or the software that we talked about for applicants. You know, even if you're just using a chat bot on a website to schedule an interview, that's technically AI. So because AI is defined so broadly under this law, I think it's going to implicate a lot of employers.
And does it go into effect January 1st?
It goes into effect January 1st, 2026. Companies do have a year to kind of prepare for it. I think that's probably intended to give the Department of Human Rights enough time to roll out some regulations, let people get their footing under them. So we do have a little bit of time until it goes into effect. But in the meantime, employers should definitely be taking stock of how they use AI, making sure that they've got the notice requirement satisfied. They should be clear with their vendors if they have a vendor that provides the AI as to exactly what this AI is doing, who is it weeding out, what type of inputs and outputs is it using, and potentially do some sort of audit to make sure it's doing exactly what they say it's going to be doing. And always recommend working with an attorney anytime you're dealing with some sort of vendor contract to make sure you've got as many protections in there as possible.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.